You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E. So excited. We got a couple of big announcements. We are now on Harp Sound Radio. That's right. We have a new location, 24/7 hip hop and R&B. And we are so excited for our new location. So make sure you tune in. Yes, thank you. Make sure you tune in, especially Sunday through Thursday for our evening social. It's our version of Slow Jams. It is phenomenal. Don't miss Inspiration mornings from 6 to 7 and on Sundays from 7 to 5. And then all of the latest tracks you can catch, also mixed in with some of your old school and some up and coming artists. So if you want to know about them or want to hear something different, definitely tune in to Harp Sound Radio. And that is www.harpsoundradio.com. Here's the next announcement. I am so blessed, y'all. Y'all know I'm so animated. I am able to actually interview one of my childhood friends. Like, we are like family. We may not talk every day, but we grew up fighting, running, everything, rapping together, playing. Like, we did everything together. Matter of fact, we even had a lemonade stand together.
Yes, we did.
Yes,
we did.
Yes. So you understand, Coach E has always been an entrepreneur, and everyone she's connected to has had a form of entrepreneurship going on. And this used to be my partner in crime. So when she has her new business and she reached out, you know, I was ready to bring her on. Mm-hmm. So I am excited to introduce everyone to Miss Tonisha Stewart, aka Tony. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about her new business venture here in the RVA. So, Tonisha, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be here.
You are welcome. So, look. For everyone that's listening, can you tell them the name of your business?
All right. It is Blended Bliss Mobile Mix.
Okay. Blended Bliss Mobile Mix. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. Yeah. So exactly what do you do?
All right. So Blended Bliss Mobile Mix is a mobile bartending service. So for any of life's celebratory moments, you know, we basically bring the bar to you. So if you need a bartender for baby shower, anniversary, wedding, like I said, any of life's celebratory moments, you know, give us a call and we will show up. It's more so a little bit more than just a bartender showing up to, you know, mix drinks. It's an aesthetic to this. So, you know, I am a lover of interior design. So I'm bringing more than just, you know, like I said, a bartender showing up. This is beautiful bar, you know, beautiful vases and just, you know, beautiful drinks as well. So, that's pretty much, you know, the gist of what the business is, bartending services.
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to ask the $1 million question. why this business out of all businesses in the world, why start this one? What led you down this road?
So I've been bartending for over 20 years now, or at least about 20 years now. Love crafting cocktails, love working with people. And I still currently do, you know, bartend at two different places. So it's just a passion of mine that I love. And I just figured, you know, why not kind of like start my own thing? People would always ask like, hey, do you do private events? And I used to a lot through like staffing agencies before. So, you know, I worked endless weddings, any different type of event. Remember when I think it was the UVA RVA bike race, the first bike race we had here in Richmond, Virginia, like I bartended that event. So, you know, it's just been a passion and a love of mine. So I just was like, you know, Tony, why not just do your own thing? You know, at least try to branch out and, you know, you already have a good connection with, you know, people and clients that have already been reaching out that I've already booked services for already. And, you know, I just wanted to take a chance and a risk and say, let's just see where this can go and what this can do.
So you said that you take the bartending experience, but you bring, I guess, the design aspect to it. Mm-hmm. I guess the decorating or the design aspect. Mm-hmm. Led you down that road? How did you see that as a need needing to be met?
I just, you know, once you have a clean slate of the bar that I have, you know, it's like, oh, I can customize this. I can, you know, just looking at other people and what they're doing, it's not that it's boring and it's basic, but most of the time when people are having events, it's beautiful. You know, it's all laid out. The event planner has, you know, their color scheme going on. And that's something that I want to incorporate along with that. Not the event planner, but like, hey, what's your color scheme? What theme are you going with? I can customize the bar to match that theme. I can put your name on it. I can put your birthday on it. I can put your picture on it. So why not let's elevate it a little bit more than the norm? So like I said, for me, like I love anything beautiful, interior design, you know, that's just my thing. I love making things beautiful. So with starting this, I'm just like, I can't just be a basic boring, and it's not being, I hate to say basic and boring, but just, you know, just showing up to mix the cocktails. Like, no, this is going to be an experience. So this is something that, you know, let me show up and show out for you and your friends and just give this extra little flair, you know, to the event and match the event theme that you already have going on.
Well, okay. So let me say this. You keep saying, well, I don't mean to say basic and boring. Here's the thing. When you have a business, it's always a reflection of your personality in the business.
Yep.
And so when you've always been exciting. You've always been that one that wants to have fun, that wants to stand out. So of course it would be natural that your business is going to match that side of your personality. If I went somewhere and saw you set up and it wasn't you know, I'm like, wait a minute, like, what's going on? So, you know, this is your premier destination for business and finance tips, right?
Yeah.
So this is one of the tips. Your business is a part of you in it. So you don't have to keep giving that disclaimer. It's your personality.
It is.
And so your business is matching that. So because this is the premier destination for business and finance tips, this isn't your first business endeavor.
No.
And so you have, you know, took some time from the last one. And let me say this too. Most people that get into business have done it before. Until they find that one business that is like, okay, this is it. I'm all in. Yes. And that's shame that the other businesses you weren't all into either, right? I can think of a gazillion businesses. I've always started businesses. Businesses come like this. And I remember being in a, and I'm going to circle back around to the question, but I remember being into a service. It was a Saturday afternoon service in Maryland. And it was a visiting apostle. And I remember him saying, you know, basically preparing me, look, you're going to have some failed businesses, but you're going to also have some businesses that's going to take off. And when we are, I don't want to necessarily label you as a serial entrepreneur, right? Because most people that are serial have a whole bunch of businesses going on. But entrepreneurship is in you. I mean, you... even if you take a break, it's like your mind is turning. Okay, you're in need. Can I fill it? How can I do it? You know, so kind of talk about that transition. Like, look, I had a business. I'm no longer doing that business. What was the journey in saying, okay, I'm ready to launch? You know, because some people get afraid after they had one business and whatever reason it closed, you know, whether it was, look, I've met my peak, it just wasn't working. You know, people close businesses for many reasons. But what was your journey from there to now? Like, did you deal with any fears or was it kind of like, yo, I'm ready? Like, what did that look like?
It was like, you know, from the last business that I had, which was...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The last one I'll say was selling jewelry. And, you know, like you said, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a hustler at heart. So, you know, I was pretty much going like to beauty parlor, selling all my jewelry. And I would do amazing. Going into a store and an establishment, you know, you're waiting for the people to come to you. And I was like, you know what? This is not for me. I don't like sitting here waiting. I'm not making the same money that I was making outside. I have an overhead expense at this point. It's not making sense. It's not adding up. This is not for me. I need to exit out. And after that, I still continued to sell jewelry for a little bit. But I then started to like heavily bartend. So my financial, you know, goals were being met just doing that. And I kind of was complacent. You know, I'm like, okay, this can work for me. This works. I always still wanted to, after bartending, I'm like, I want my own spot. I want my own location, you know, be it, you know, a bar and grill or a nice lounge. I really, really, that's the avenue that I really wanted to go in. But in trying to find a location and trying to find something that is going to last, I noticed that sometimes in Virginia, you know, and it doesn't matter where you are, you know, when things are trendy and popping, people are on that bandwagon. And then once that phase fizzles out, you know, you kind of, you know, might go into red. And I just was fearful of doing that and having, again, overhead expenses, food, you know, liquor, all of these things. But inside, I always kind of wanted to still stay in the realm of bartending because I'm so good at it, you know. It's just something that came natural to me. I love working with people. I'm customer service oriented all day. So, you know, I can make a stranger feel like we've known each other for forever after, you know, just an encounter. So I said, you know, maybe like towards the latter end of last year, I was like, 2024, I'm starting a business. I don't care. Not that I don't care what it is, but we're not putting this on the back burner anymore. This is not going on the back burner. We're going to go ahead and stick to what you know and what your lane is and what your avenue is and what you know you can start and do without that overhead expense right now. Still have some, you know, income coming in, and we can try to build this and grow this, you know. So, you know, just have to stop being complacent and just saying, you know, or stagnant and saying, you know, I still love my 9-to-5. You know, I still enjoy working. But of course, the ultimate goal is to have multiple events going on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And I'm, you know, sourcing them out to other bartenders to go and work those for me. So that's my ultimate goal, is to, you know, create a platform where I really want to be, you know, one of the biggest in the city of Richmond. So what does that look like and how do we get there? So those are the stages that I'm in right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, so you made quite a few points as you were talking. The first thing you talked about, look, I understand where I went wrong on my first business. So we're not going to repeat that the second time around. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one of the things I always talk to people about. Get the lesson. I mean, we could stay in the negative place, but everything has a lesson, and those lessons propel you to the next season and to the next season. And if we take the lessons and apply it, then we really take off. And so what you found was, okay, I don't need a brick and mortar right now. Mm-hmm. If I am mobile, I mean, people are getting married all the time. The new craze is this baby shower thing, like, that is like ridiculous.
Thank you. So happy.
People are dropping thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into baby showers. I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
So it's like, and then, you know, I'm getting ready to plan an event. Mm-hmm. And went to the location. It's gorgeous. We'll talk about that later. But I'm sitting there like, I got to go get a bartender. I got to go get an ABC license. Then I got to find a bartender. I got to do this. I got to do that. Yes. And it's like, okay, so the need is there. So you uncovered a need where you can make just as much money if you were in an establishment, but probably even more, because again, less overhead, more flexibility. We're in a day and age where everybody wants flexibility. If I need you here, get there. You know what I'm saying? It's just all about meeting the people. We got DoorDash, we got Instacart, we got all of these things. Everybody wants the flexibility.
Yeah.
So that's kudos to seeing, like, this is where I went wrong. This is where we are. This is the climate that we're in. I hope everybody is taking notes, y'all. Take the lessons, man.
Yes,
Take the lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and you talk about complacent, being complacent. My God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I'm pretty sure that came from like luck. I don't know about this thing. I'm kind of riding. But when you know that you know that you know, you eventually you do. Mm-hmm. I remember for me, there was a business, well, my coaching business. I knew I needed to launch it, mm-hmm. but I was afraid to launch it. I was like, look. I may have done my certifications to be a coach and all of this stuff, but I don't know. Like, I'm not confident. And mm-hmm. all of us struggle with our confidence in different ways. And mm-hmm. but lacking the confidence and allowing it to overshadow you will keep you complacent or stuck or stagnant. It really will. It's not until we get into the waters and we start learning how to walk or paddle through it that we realize, oh, I was made for this. I can do this. Okay, let's keep going. All right, I got this. So it's good to see that you drew a line in the sand. And, you know, and that I think that's what we all have to do as entrepreneurs, as small business owners. Some of us may already be well on the road, but we forget, where's the line in the sand that says, this is what I'm going to accomplish, mm-hmm. and never losing sight of your goal. Mm-hmm. That is so, so important. So you really kind of hit all of those things. And then, girl, if I had some confetti, I would be throwing it up right now, okay? And you said, I'm going to build my business while I'm at my job. And that is so important mm-hmm. because I run into a lot of entrepreneurs or small business owners that leave their 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. Their businesses have no business, right? Mm-hmm. And now, as soon as they get a client or a closing or something, they're eating everything that the business produced. Mm-hmm. So they're not able to allow the business to grow and mature on its own. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, here's a tip. I always tell people, you are a person and your business is a person. And you both have to survive, right? You both have to not just survive, but thrive, exist, right? So if you're taking everything from your business, how can your business multiply? Mm-hmm. But if you can stomach the 9-to-5, and I'm not saying that you're having to stomach the 9-to-5, but there are some people that are like, I hate the job. I can't do this no more. I've got to leave. If you can stomach that 9-to-5, you know, bite your tongue, do whatever you have to mm-hmm. do, just to make sure that your business not only can stand on its own, because a lot of people wait to see that their business can stand on its own, but that your business can actually stand on its own and provide you a salary. That's when you know it's time to go.
That's right. That's right.
And so the fact that you made mention of that, like, I'm just like, confetti, imaginary confetti, right. Everybody.
Yeah, because you can't just think that, you know, because like, even I was talking to my boyfriend and it was like after the first event, I was like, I quit. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I'm like, this is hard. It was so much work that, you know, I just was not used to doing, because now it's me, you know, running over here, running there. I've never been to the Walmart by my house as often as I did when I had this event coming up. I'm like, oh, I forgot this. Oh, I gotta run back and get this. I was like, oh no, this is not for me. Just jokingly, you know, but you know, it's work to it. So you can't expect to come out, you know, with a business and everybody's on your wave and everybody wants your business and you're, like you said, you're thriving and you're doing all of these things. It doesn't work like that. So, you know, you will get some profit from it. But like you said, if that was the only income coming in, it's going to be gone. You know, by the time you pay some bills and do this, is nothing left. So that's why I've always even worked the part-time jobs and the bartending jobs, because I just like the flexibility and the comfort that the bartender life gave me. You know, this is a six-figure, you know, business that I'm in. You know, I'm not a bartender that is not making money. I'm a bartender that, you know, was very well and is still very well taken care of. But, you know, why not take that leap out on and invest in myself as well, still all while doing all of these things? You know, eventually it will put me in a place where I can let some of these things go.
Absolutely. And I'm happy you brought up about it's work. There's so many myths out here about owning a business, right? I'm going to be the boss. I can't wait. You know, and we forget that being the boss, being the leader, there's a lot of sacrifices that need to be made. And if you're starting a business just for you, then you've already failed. Small businesses employ the majority of people throughout the United States. So our economy is waiting on people like you, waiting on people like me, waiting on other small business owners to come to the plate. And so how can you get assistance or help with growing your business if you're sucking everything out personally for yourself? When are you going to be able to get that next person to come in and help to grow your business, right? In economics, one of the basic things is about how many people will it take, or how many of what you need to, well, how many people you need in order to produce, to increase revenue. So for example, if that one event net gave you a net profit of 1,000, how many more people do you need to get to a 10,000 net profit in a weekend? You can't do that by yourself, right? And I use net profit because there's always the gross, but no one is living off of the gross because you've got expenses even to get you there. Yes. So how many people can you get to that net profit? So if everything is about you, your revenue will never increase. You will never be effective. And I believe that's one of the biggest things that we as business owners are not really taught. So that sacrifice of saying, look, I'm going to hang into that 9-to-5 while I build my business, right? And building my business isn't just about building more contracts. It's about getting employees in place. It's about having everything going to where that business can sustain you. Like you said, it was a lot going on. And I think that one event, you could probably think of 5 positions that you could have created out of that one.
Honestly, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And so if it was always about you, girl, you wouldn't even have those beautiful braids anymore. Your hair would be gone because you'd be like, what in the world? Or so frustrated and not making great decisions about business.
It was something that I needed to go through, and it was something that I needed to see, because I had like 2 events back to back on, like, you know, over the weekend, that particular week. And it was my first real, you know, events. And I needed to go through that. You know, I needed to, you know, the person that was supposed to help me was like, oh, no, I thought it was this time. And I was like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, I needed to experience those things to let me know what this is going to feel like. You know what? Yeah. I'm sitting here saying, and I want multiple, you know, events over the weekend. What is one feeling like? You know, so I needed to really go through that. And it helped a lot to show me what I'm up against, and that it's not as, I don't want to say I thought it was going to be easy, because it wasn't that, but just what it all entails and what this life is going to be about.
And it's absolutely. And you know, how can you be a great leader if you don't know how to run every aspect of your business? Every, you know, if I know how it is to do the most simplest thing as taking out the trash, and I've created a system for that. Mm-hmm. Of course, the next person that comes in, I'm going to teach them that system. And then I will have a better insight of how it is to take out the trash in my facility, you know, some of the intricate parts of it. And I know that sounds so crazy, but I'm using that as an example. So that particular weekend, it's great. Like you said, you acknowledge that, like, yeah, I had to get it. You probably was more like, yeah.
Right. Right. And, you know, like I was saying, when I was saying earlier, like, you know, not a basic bartender, and I kept saying that, you know, but it's true, because even, you know, like I have a wedding coming up, and it's not until months away, but this is just about all the things that are turning and going on in your mind and what's going on, because I'm already emailing her every week. Take a look at these cups. Take a look at these drink stirrers. Take a look at these, how we could customize the bar. We're going to meet on this day and tell me what you think about this, because by Monday of next week, I'm going to be sending you the next things. You know, so, you know, I've been already. So it's a lot to it, you know, it is just the way that I want to do it, you know. So I want to make sure that what I'm attaching my name to, and what you're spending good money with me. That is just not like, oh, okay, you booked, you paid your deposit, and now you don't hear from me until a week before the wedding. Like, no, we have work to do. We got menus to come up with. You know, I want to make sure that what I want to provide, you're on the same page with, and just giving you ideas of how far we could take it or how basic we could keep it. So, you know, in a nutshell, it's just a lot of moving parts, a lot of moving parts. And my mind is always turning to think of, you know, how to make this, you know, to work, you know, like I was saying, everything that happened with that event, and how flustered I might have felt, like, okay, what can we do the next time to not feel a lot of that? And to me, that's preparation. Be prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to wait until the last minute to get things done if we can help it.
Right. Always prepare for something collapsing, you know, is what I say. We know we want things to be smooth, mm-hmm. but what ifs, the what ifs, let's start addressing the what ifs, mm-hmm. and in that we won't be taken off guard, or it's hard to take us off guard at that point. Mm-hmm. But I love how you are an extension of the planner. Mm-hmm. That's huge. And especially, so you can tell I have some event planners that are friends. So I'm about to use the terminology, the date of, right? So you have, a lot of people that are not having the event planners come until the day of. So they're doing a lot of the stuff themselves. Mm-hmm. So you kind of fill in that gap, even though it's not for the whole event, mm-hmm. you're kind of.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Taking on a lot of, like, that particular part. That's like mm-hmm. a concern. Mm-hmm. But it also allows for them to see, oh, wow. So if she's teaching me to do this in preparation for the bar, maybe I need to be looking at something like similar to that going over here. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like that healthy help. Mm-hmm. The event planner shows up the day of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Or you could be like me. A lot of times I'm just doing events. I'm like, oh, and then be like, well, why it happened like that?
Right.
I'm not a planner. I just had a conversation with one of my friends yesterday. I said, look, I'm very spontaneous. That means that everything is like this for me. Oh, I thought I was doing it. You plan to the T. So that's why we're friends, okay?
Right. You gotta have a healthy balance. But right. It, you know, it's something that, you know, for not even, I'm not doing it for recommendations or for anything like that, but it's something that, like I said, when somebody says like, oh, I use Blended Bliss, they'll be like, she was good. Like, you know, she sent me this, we were already doing this. And, you know, it wasn't just like I said, I just hired a bartender, you know, we collaborated, we worked on things. This is my special day. You know, I'm like, what you want to do? You want to go crazy with it, you know, or do you want to keep it minimal? What do you want to do? Because we have options and I could take it as far as you want to go. And meaning on the design side of what to do to the bar and how to do the bar. So, you know, just to, like I said, just to let them know, like, it's not cheap to hire a bartender for a wedding, you know, and it's, you, I just want to give back, you know, what you spent, you know, I want you to feel like my money was well spent with her. So.
And that's an awesome way to do business, because a lot of times, especially on those big days, right. When I think about how much people spend, especially on weddings, and I'm not throwing any shade to anybody, but some of them spend tens to 20 to 30s and upward thousands of dollars. And, you know, they're stressed out, especially after the wedding is said and done. And, you know, even though they might have spent a certain amount of money with you, at least they can look back and feel comfortable about what they spent. You know what I'm saying? They don't feel like, oh man, I just got raked over the coals with everything.
Right.
It's a good feeling to kind of look back and say, okay, you know what? My next event, I'll definitely call her. You know, she was fair in her pricing because of, you know, all of what I got. And that's a good thing. You know, I'm out, like I said, I have an event that I'm going to be doing and I'm out here looking at places. And I'm like, you're charging $5,000 for what?
Right.
You know, and I'm like, and that's just for what? Like, wait a minute. Let me stop for a second and take a step back and reevaluate some things. So it's good to know that you're about the people. You're still about making your money, but you're about the people. And that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, do you have a website that people can go to?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's talk about how do they contact you? How do they book you? How do they get, what is your process?
All right, so, you know, for pricing, for packages and pricing, they can go to my website, which is www.blendedblissmix.com. They can call me. My number is 804-418-0002. And if you call me, we'll have a consultation first. You know, what do you do? What's the event? What's the theme? You know, what date is it? Where is it located? You know, we'll go through all of those steps and those processes and make sure that what you need, I can provide. But if somebody's just like, oh, I just want to take a look and see what her packages are and what the prices are, you can always go to the website. But more so, either an email as well. That's, I just had this one changed professionally. I'd learned that, to me, Gmail is fine. I don't know why people in the business entrepreneurship world be hating on the Gmail accounts. But to me, it's nothing wrong with them. They're like, no, you have to have. You know, so I have two, but the most traffic that I do is with my Gmail account. So I'll give that one, and it's long, but it's just the name of my company. It's Blended Bliss Mobile Mix at gmail.com. So, you know, they can shoot me an email and just say, you know, hey, I have an event going on this day, this many people, you know, they can ask for the price in that way as well. And I'm always willing to, you know, provide via email, phone call, or if they do an inquiry, on the website to respond to any of those.
Okay, so I have a million-dollar question here.
Okay.
What is the least amount of time you need in order to do an event?
The last one I did with like short notice was 4 days.
Wow.
So it was 4 days, but honestly, you know, this is going to depend on how far we can take it, of course. You know, so if somebody's just like, I need a bartender, you know, 1 to 2 days. Okay. I just need a bartender for this event. I don't need any extras. I don't need, you know, the bar. I don't need you to bring cups, napkins, anything. Just I need somebody to show up. We can get that staff for you in 1 to 2 days.
Okay. Well, what is your preferred time frame?
At least everything I've been doing as of late has been months in advance, because a lot of times when people know that they have this event coming up, that's when they start to looking for everything. Like you said, the space, somebody to do the food, somebody to bartend it. So a lot of times people are planning well in advance. So, you know, but I mean, 2 weeks, that's really good. But a lot of people, like I said, lately have been, it's months in advance.
Okay. Anything else you would like to say or leave with our listeners? Yes. Wait a minute. Don't you have an event coming? Well, by the time this airs, the event would have happened. However, you host these, there's a specific type of event that you host. Yeah. Can you talk about that and how people can find out about your upcoming events when you have one?
So, I'm doing what I would call, it's called a paint and mix. It really was like mixology classes that I wanted to do at first. And then I kind of threw the painting into it, to kind of give you more for your buck, so to say. But it's pretty much learning how to make a cocktail. So I will teach you, provide all of the utensils. So, you know, everything that you would need, I will provide that to you, provide all the liquor as well. Or if it's mocktails, no liquor involved, you know, all of the juices and the purees and different things that we would need. And I will teach you how to make a cocktail, and then you would, or mocktail, and you would drink that while you paint. So we would do one first, and you would start working on your painting as you sip on that. I provide recipe cards, so you know how to make that when it's over.
Hors
d'oeuvres. I do giveaways as well during the event. It's really something that's really fun and interactive. You know, sometimes we need certain things to do either with our girlfriends, date night. This is just something different that I'm just trying to bring to the scene. And like I said, I threw the painting in there at the last minute. I don't know if I'm going to stick with that long term. But I just thought it was a nice, not a paint and sip. This is a paint and mix. You make your drink and you drink on it as you, you know, make your paint. It's already pre-sketched. I'm not a instructor on how to paint. So it's already pre-sketched. And you can, the tickets are on Eventbrite. But my Instagram is blendedbliss_mobilemix. I have the links on there as well, of how to directly, you know, sign up for the class. And like you said, it is coming up this upcoming Thursday. This will have aired already, but I will have another one coming up in June. So I'm trying to do the monthly and see how it takes off.
Oh, is it in the same location, or do you do what pop-ups? You go to different locations?
So right now it's going to be in the same location for right now, but people can host their own. If you have at least 10 people, I'll come to you. I'll bring the tables, the chairs, all the mixers, all the drinks. All you have to do is just show up, and okay. I'll create a private page for you on Eventbrite, so you can share the links with your friends and say, hey, I want you to come to this class, and they will be able to go on there and pay without it being, you know, to the public. It would just be something that, you know, whoever's hosting it would send out. So, you know, private events are an option as well. So, yeah.
Wow. And so all of this is on your website too, right? Or is it just on your Instagram?
Nope. All of this is on the website as well. So if you wanted to find out more information, it's a section for the mixology classes. And then you would just shoot me an email, and then we would correspond that way.
Okay. So you're just doing the thing.
Girl, I was like, I'm trying. And everybody's like, no, girl, you're doing. To have started so you know, not that long ago, a lot of things are moving and turning. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, when God gives you something and you start to move on it and act on it, He is going to start opening up the doors and paving the way, because I'm like, I'm just started. I'm not ready. Like, you know, it was just so much going on in the beginning. But it was like, as soon as I stepped out and said, this is what I'm doing, everything just started to fall into place.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
Wow. Yeah, you know, okay, so I was just studying one of my favorite scriptures in 2 Kings about the widow and the oil. Mm-hmm. And that is so true. God will take the one thing. And I know it was for her to pay debt. And mm-hmm. I know that's not what you did this for. But the concept of, or the principle, was that there was something that she possessed. And it was a little bit of oil in a flask. Mm-hmm. And she took, and Elisha used that. He sent her out. He said, borrow. You know, he didn't say go and ask for someone to give. He said, borrow. Mm-hmm. That's going to be for another show, y'all. And he said, borrow. And so she went and borrowed barrels. And he told her to close the door behind her and her sons and pour the oil. And she did until she had no more barrels. And then he said to go and sell it and pay off your debtors and live on the rest. Mm-hmm. And it was so significant, just even in that one piece. Mm-hmm. It was, she had something. Mm-hmm. And it, even though it was a little bit of something, she used that little bit of something, and God mm-hmm. just kept producing what was needed from that little bit of something. Yes. And it was her faith that activated it. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that you had a passion, mm-hmm. you know, it was like, well, Lord, I know how to do this. I've been doing it for years, but mm-hmm. you let your faith activate, and now you're moving forth, you know. So this is amazing. Not just, I don't want to use the word amazing, but it's phenomenal, it's awesome, it's exciting to see that your activation is producing. Mm-hmm. And so I want to say that to everybody that's listening, you know, because I oftentimes talk to those that know that you have a business. God has been pushing you, pushing you, pushing you. It's time. Mm-hmm. It is so time. There's never going to be the perfect moment, right, Tony? I mean, no. It's not.
But you just have to jump out there, especially if it's something that's already inside of you. You have to just jump out there and take a risk and take a chance. You know, we go to this 9 to 5 every day, you know, almost 365. And, you know, I don't want to even say you pour into that, because you're probably giving a bare minimum, where you can give that same energy after 5 for yourself, you know, and just give that a try. This day and age and this generation that we have here is it's amazing. I never thought I would see a generation like ours where everybody is just, the doors are there if you want to walk through them, as far as to make an opportunity for yourself. So
yeah. And it's funny you said, and you're probably not even giving it all. You know, some people already know that they're supposed to be gone from the job, and they're just holding on because of the comfort of a check.
Yeah.
And so that's a false place of security.
Yeah.
You know, because if that job told you today or tomorrow you're out of here, what are you going to do?
Right.
And that's the sad thing. We become so dependent on things that we should not be dependent upon. And so then we build these mindsets and these false expectations of what life is supposed to be and look like. Mm-hmm. And as soon as one thing gets out of place, it's, I'm depressed. I don't know if I can do this. And it's just like, look, a lot of things we bring on ourselves. If you know that you had this burning and sensation that says, go start a business. Mm-hmm. I have learned obedience is better than sacrifice. Yes. And you are truly sacrificing when you're being told, go start the business. Go start the business.
Start the business. And the last thing I'll say is I used to always tell my kids when they were young, we would be in the car and we would be, you know, just driving, and everything that we would pass, I would just be like, take a look. I was like, you see that store? You see this? You see all the, everything that we're passing? That's somebody that had an idea. That's somebody that said, you know what? I'm going to open this. I said, look at all these businesses we're passing as we're driving by. They're no different than you or me. You know, so if it's anything that you ever want in life, go and get it, because people are going and getting it, you know. So you if it's in you, you just have to take that risk and take that chance.
Absolutely. And I'm so happy you brought that up, because I was watching, I think it was Warren Buffett, and he was having a, speaking about some businesses that kind of started with very little money, right? But they had a vision. And one lady, she couldn't even speak a lick of English. She came over with her little monies. I think she was in New York. Think. Don't quote me on that, but her and her little monies, and it won't a lot of money, mm-hmm. but her business is worth several millions of dollars today. Like, she had that vision. She took the little bit that she had and she launched. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we are in a land that is so possible. It's not possible in other countries. Now, the United States is the only place that I've been, but I'm only going by where we've been. And why it seems like everybody is navigating to the US of A is because opportunities are made available. Sometimes we get so, we just get into these entitlement places where we don't want to put in the work or the effort, and we try to figure out, well, why did this person come over here and they have all of that? Because they embrace the opportunity. We don't embrace opportunities. So that's awesome that you shared that with your kids early on. Like, look, if you don't have, it's not nobody else's fault, especially in the Black community. We are so quick to say, it's the white man's fault. Can you please take him off of the hook? Please.
Right.
At this point, you don't have because you don't have.
Right.
It's nobody else's fault.
Mm-hmm. We have the land of the opportunity, like you said. Other countries, they come here quick, you know, and especially here in Richmond, people from Hispanic descent, when they moved here, like, you know, now if I go over Southside or different little places, there's so many establishments and businesses that are, you know, operating, and they solely spend with each other. You know, they go to other stores, of course, but I mean, they spend with each other, and they have came and made their mark. They have came and made their mark. So.
You just gave a different show topic. They spend within themselves, because, you know, African Americans, we spend the most money, but we do not spend it in our own community. The money stays in our community for a very small period of time. Mm-hmm. But in other nationalities, they keep their money circulating in their community before it leaves out. And that's just a whole nother topic for a whole nother day that we have to really unpack and understand why we have these issues. You know, we hear, oh, well, we don't know how to have service. Is it really that we don't know how to have service, or are we always looking for the homeboy, homegirl hookup? You know, it's like, if we have to, as a nationality of people, really get to understand what business is, and it's not what we thought it was. Mm-hmm. And then, I will definitely have you back on because I do want to hear about your progress as you are moving forward. And I know there'll be other tips that you can offer to other business owners as they are aspiring. Mm-hmm. This has just been an awesome, awesome, awesome conversation. Yes, thank you so much.
I appreciate you for having me. Thank you. I definitely appreciate that. And I can't wait till it airs.
Yes. And yes, definitely. And one more time, can you tell our listeners how they can contact you and get more information about your business?
Yes, ma'am. So you can go to my website, which is www.blendedblissmix.com, or you can call me at 804-418-0002, or you can follow me on Instagram at blendedbliss_mobilemix.
Okay, so you all heard this, Blended Bliss. Like, you got to reach out to Tony, okay? Yeah. Make sure you do that. If you got an event coming up, reach out to her. Yeah. She's giving you more than just a bartender experience. She is bringing the good to your event. Yeah. She's making sure that she matches your decor. Mm-hmm. If you are, maybe you don't even know what you're going to do. Just make sure you reach out to her so she can help you and let you know what she can do. How about that?
There you go. You can
build around that.
There you go.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E, and we are on our new location. We are on Harp Sound Radio, and we are so excited about this. And so you want to tune in and make sure that you don't miss a week. Remember, this is your premier destination for business and finance tips. So you might hear that one thing that one week that will actually propel your business to the place that you wanted it to go. So don't you dare miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining, and make sure you like and follow us. You can find us on Facebook, Coach Talk Show. You definitely follow Harp Sound Media on Facebook and Harp Media on Instagram, so that you can be in the know of what's going on with the station, different giveaways and stuff like that. And you can always listen to us at www.harpsoundradio.com. And also be on the lookout. You'll be able to download us in your app store, in your Apple or Google app store, and be able to listen to us wherever you go. All right. Love you guys. Again, this is Coach E, and I had on the scene today with Tonisha Stewart, aka Tony. And she was talking about
get it right. No.
Name of your company. Go ahead and tell them one more time.
It's Blended Bliss. So Blended Bliss.
Blended Bliss. Blended Bliss Mobile Mix. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
I know.
I do this to everybody.
Okay, it's a lot to say.
We're gonna get some cue cards to have it in the studio for me. I just know she the best dag on bartender and decor put together. That's right. So make sure you call her. See y'all.
Thank you guys.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.